Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Article 7 is a key area, and it's clear from our deliberations at this meeting and back in the summer and last year that this is an issue where there's a lot of common ground and common interest for all regions. We think this is one of the few promising elements in our work, unlike some of the others, and we should make the most of it. For us, there is a very clear link between measures that would be taken under the aegis of Article 10 to build capacities to combat infectious disease, and those would include better surveillance systems, detection, diagnosis and mitigation. Building up those capacities and capabilities will generate the ability of states to respond more effectively to any outbreak of an infectious disease, regardless of its origin. That is the first line of defence. And we would certainly endorse the statement made by the US Ambassador earlier in the week between the links between Article 7 and Article 10. Effective command and control and coordination and communication is absolutely fundamental to ensuring an effective response to any infectious disease outbreak. This is one of the fundamental lessons from the Ebola disease outbreak in West Africa last year. This has been a recurring theme in many of the lessons learned studies that have been conducted over the past 18 months. And we heard it reinforced again this morning at a side event hosted by the United States, where again, as part of a project being conducted there, that this is a feature that appears regularly in all those interviewed about their reactions and experiences from responding to that particular outbreak. And we also heard from a representative of the World Health Organization who made the same point, that if one is dealing with very large numbers of units and entities trying to assist, how does one organize that? Now, the important thing there is that the command and control resides in the local state. It's the state being affected, it has to take the lead here. This may not always be possible in cases of civil war or disturbance, but nonetheless, effective command and control is essential, and we would like to see that concept reflected in a report of this meeting. Finally, I would like to support two very welcome proposals that have been made over the last year or so on this. The first of these is from our South African colleagues in their draft request assistance form. We think this is certainly a basis we can work with, and it would be our suggestion that this meeting should recommend that states parties should use this form in the event of need, at least as an interim measure until we consider it further. We also warmly welcome the joint French-Indian proposal that was introduced in August on an assistance database. We would see this functioning as a separate section to the existing one. It could be in two parts. First part would be offers of assistance. This is the kind of assistance that could be provided. The second part would deal with requests. Again, we would recommend that these be included in our report. Thank you very much.